Rock Stories. I am here with a tribute band. They play Loom covers. Is that correct?
That's accurate. Yeah.
I'm here with Quiet Giant. Let's see. First question. So, why did you change the name?
Well, the basic straightforward answer is that there were a couple of other bands called Loom and, you know, that didn't even come into our consciousness in a major way until bands we were playing with were arriving at shows and saying, we just listened to your CD on Spotify. And I was like, no, oh my God, I don't think you really did. And so it was like, okay. And the other band called Loom has a lady singer. And so it was just getting a little confusing. And it was just time.
And they were already successful, so it was like legally from that standpoint, it was inevitable anyways. But we did fight it as long as we could.
Yeah, you should see the lists of
hundreds of names.
Some really great ones in there.
Yeah, I searched you guys on the web and I found a bunch of Loom bands. So
and Loom Bands the toy.
Oh,
so
yeah,
if you search bands. Loom Band, the first thing that comes up are the little
bands
that you make.
Like a crafting from Michael's.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I don't remember seeing that. Let's see.
I noticed everything because I was like, oh no.
Is there a meaning behind the name of this name and the old name?
Does anyone else want to take this one?
Well, the Loom, that name is a long, complicated story, which is actually, it does have a lot of meaning to it. But Quiet Giant, I think, stemmed from when we made the record with Tom Boudreau at Bonehead Studios. He made mention one time of that it was like this big, loud thing behind Danny's soft, beautiful voice. So, well, that's what he said.
I know.
And then we were messing with all kinds of like words. We were just like, what kind of word do we want? Like, let's find words and let's find words that go well together, like sound good and come out of your mouth a certain way. And I think we found those two words, and then we sort of, I don't know if we assigned that story of like this big thing behind something smaller, like and more beautiful, but it sort of seemed to fit. He was right, and I think Quiet Giant just sounds good.
Okay, cool.
It just feels
fun. It fits.
It feels good.
Quiet Giant.
Okay, so you have a new album coming out. When's that going to be out?
Well, actually, there's a little bit. Well, first of all, does anyone else want to take the floor?
I'm unsure.
We finished the record. The full-length record is done, stick a fork in it. And we just are very grateful to have signed with the Telegraph Recording Company up in New London. Okay. So now we're working with that label to figure out, like, the best way to release it. So I would say within the next month and a half, 2 months, we're hoping to at least have some songs that people can listen to and download. We're going to be doing a summer residency the week of August 17th on Lonesome Noise, which is a great blog, a Connecticut music blog. And I think during that week we'll be...
Give a
song or two. We're going to give a couple away.
Very cool.
Let's see. Is there any new songs that we haven't heard on the album?
Not new that we haven't been playing live. There's some really good ones that we should probably stop playing live so we can put them on an EP plan that we have, but they're just so good we can't not play them. I shouldn't say they're just so good.
No, they're fun.
We like them so much.
They're fun. Yeah, they're fun to play.
They're so good we can't deny people.
Hits. Nothing but hits.
So what's your favorite song on the album then?
Ooh, does everyone has to say theirs, but not me first.
Well, I like, we have the one song called You Can Come Down.
No, but on the record.
That's not on the record.
Scratch that. That's confidential information. On the record, I think that my favorite is probably a song called Youngest. We haven't played it live in a little while, but it was actually the first song that we recorded at Bonehead Studio. And to me, the reason why I like it so much, it's very drifting, but it was also like kind of like recording that song put at least me at peace, like, all right, we're in the right place, doing the right thing. This is a great first note to start the record on.
I agree.
That song to me is not only a song, but it's a moment in time. So,
and that song wasn't supposed to be on the record.
It was originally
going to be used for something else.
All right. I made them do it.
Will was an advocate.
Yeah.
Robbie, what's your fave song on the record? I think I know the answer.
Heaviest Metals.
Strange Thing, it might be my favorite song off the record.
this bad here for me?
Mine's in color. I feel like it's a rockin' tune.
Oh, yeah.
And what's funny is that that was my least favorite song on the record. And now it's my favorite.
Thank you. every time. The week turns to black and white.
Well, since the last time we talked, we did do a little bit of a lineup change. We welcomed Robbie into the world.
Robbie Boza is now the bass player.
Cool. Sings like a bird, mean songwriter.
QG.
And then
he's a QT and QG.
What else? We've been really fortunate. We've played a lot of really good shows. We've met a lot of nice people, and I think we've had a lot of positive experiences. And then it's less like grinding it out and more like everything is going really well.
Everything feels fun.
Yeah.
Which, so that's, I guess, the story. Which
tonight was great.
Tonight was really good.
Yeah, this is a cool
Thank
place.
You so much for coming and asking these questions.
No problem.
You can say on the radio interview that I was difficult. You could be like, we have to pry Danielle away from Chesty.
Radio. It's 2015. This is podcast.
This is podcast. The web.
Let's see. What services do you think you guys are going to use to distribute the new album?
Bandcamp,
and then the record label.
Yeah.
Okay. They don't have anything set up like CD Baby or anything like that.
They actually have that whole. They'll take care of all that. But yes, all those different outlets, and then that'll all go into iTunes and everything like that. It'll be everywhere.
You'll
for
be
the most
able
part.
To just find it, and you'll either be able to, I'm guessing, order it through the Telegraph or at our shows.
Yeah, we'll sell it at our shows and online.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Let's see. What about marketing? Do you guys have any kind of plan for set up for marketing?
Again, I think that's...
Skywriting.
We've been working on a series of crop circles. I didn't want to let the cat... No.
We got a M. Night Shyamalan is behind us.
Yeah. We really can't talk about it.
No, that's a really good question. I don't mean to be flip about it. I can't help myself sometimes. I think crop circles are funny, but... that's going to be, the Telegraph is going to help us out with that. And I actually think we're going to try to make a go of college radio a little bit.
Thank
you. So we'll see.
And then we do all the online standard stuff too, so.
Mm-hmm. Penny Saver.
The Penny Saver.
Need a bank.
I think it would
we'll
be fun.
We'll be on every cork board at like every grocery store. You know, on your way out.
I'm going to make a little collage. I didn't tell the guys this yet, but just now I felt this. I'm going to make a little collage flyer with little tabs on the bottom of the supermarket.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
If you're in need of a rock band.
Yeah, like need to cry.
Lawn mowing, rock band.
Need to feel terrible about your day.
Drunk callers.
Yeah. But yeah, just regular stuff, I think.
Seasoned wood.
So who's the boss in the band?
The boss.
Who's
the
running boss.
I think it depends on the situation, to be honest. I think certain people are kind of in charge of certain things. And it just kind of fell into place that way.
Alright.
Yeah.
So, let's see. What is the one...
Tony Danza. Did I miss that opportunity?
Oh.
I'm sorry. No, I was just saying. Yeah. I just realized I'm just late.
Yeah, it's a little late for the pitch.
Okay.
Sorry, Dan.
I guess we missed it. So what is the one famous band that you would love to go on tour with?
Wyoke or Cymbals Eat Guitars or Afghan Wigs. If any of you are listening, Sharon Van Etten, take me on tour. That's all. Right. Sorry, who else? That was just Danielle.
Anybody
speaking.
Else?
Ralph, who do you want to tour with?
Death Cab.
It's a good choice.
Really?
That'd be pretty hip.
Pretty hip?
Bands like Modest Mouse would be sick. I know they're touring again. That would be awesome. You know, if there's ever a Led Zeppelin reunion. No. No, more seriously, like bands like Modest Mouse, there's a band called Warpaint that I've gotten really into. Those guys are awesome.
And I based a lot of the early drums off their last record.
Yeah, yeah, they're so sick. And yeah, pretty much anyone who'd want to take us, that'd be cool.
I think you guys can make it.
That's really kind of you to say. Sure. Jared, who do you want to tour with? I think I know one of them.
Who would I want to tour with?
Queens.
Nah, it wouldn't work. I would love to do that, but it wouldn't work musically. I think, well, and they don't tour anymore, really, but I mean, it would be totally selfish of me, but I would love to tour with the Yeah. Brian Chase is a big influence.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the high road here and be like, if I was going to tour with anybody, I'd take bands like, local bands like Ports of Spain or the Sleep Cozies or Laundry Day or...
Any future goals that you can think of aside from touring with Modest Mouse and Sleep Cozies?
The thing that Danny and I talked about today in the far-off Never Neverland world would be not having to have day jobs.
Oh, yeah, that would be so nice.
I mean, really, that's like that's where the bar is now. And then once we get there, it won't be good enough, so we'll have to raise the bar again. But yeah, to not have to have day jobs would be pretty cake.
And honestly, most importantly, I think the actual sentence that Jared said on the car ride up was to not have day jobs and not necessarily live well. Like, I wouldn't expect, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I wouldn't mind eking out a living just playing music all the time.
Yeah.
Well, see, I shoot tremendously large, so that's just, like, kind of, like, so I keep myself, like, you know, like, super inspired. So, like, as Danielle just said, I personally opposite, like, I was, like, when I'm famous, like, this is the car I'm going to get, this is the mansion I'm going to be living in, and, like, who knows if it'll ever come true. It's just, like, my fantasy, and it's, like, that crazy, you know, shoot for the moon, you're going to land somewhere.
Well, Robbie does the vision stuff.
What car? Yeah. I was thinking, like, well, I want to get, like, guitar theme, like a car to match like my go-to guitar, which is all black chrome with the white straps. I'd probably get a Mustang with a supercharged engine, hard top, and it would be all black leather interior, really? Like chrome, and then like a fat white racing stripe.
I would buy a printer.
I just want like a Subaru Forester. Like that's literally my
1980s.
Yeah, it could be off lease, no problem.
But I do like, even in a small band, like we all have day jobs and this is pipe dreaming, but it's nice in even a band at our level for there to be at least one person in the band who's like dreaming big, like almost disproportionately big, because it does kind of keep you thinking that that's a possibility.
Yeah.
And then also, like, you know, you have the benchmarks that are a little more immediately attainable, maybe.
Yeah.
I think for me, like, I want to make a killer EP. We have an EP's worth of material, and then I just want to make a second record that like feels like we as a band have totally self-actualized, which is maybe a lot. That's maybe also just as ambitious as wanting to get a Mustang.
No.
But I think that we could do it.
Absolutely. And I mean, like, and more like feasibly, like, I just, you know, as a musician, like, where people might say my name, like, hey, you know, like that, like in Guitar Magazine or something, like, I don't know. I'm like, I love other musicians, and I read interviews all the time. I'm like, oh, that'd be so cool, like, be that guy, or like someone else is like reading an interview with me, perhaps, or with Robbie or Danielle or Jared. So,
I mean, if somebody were to give me like discounted drum heads and sticks, that'd be pretty good. That'd be nice too.
Yeah, an endorsement.
Can I change my car answer? I want a 1964 Ford F100 pickup truck, sunbaked from the desert. Yes. That's really what I want. That's
a great idea.
Nice.
Let's pick one up on the ride.
Clear coat, not painted.
Patina.
Yeah, exactly.
I want, I don't know, like an old saw.
This interview was
on. I just want someone. I want free oil changes from Jiffy Lube. That's a wide range of answers, but I think they do all reflect the different places we would like to see ourselves.
I think everyone would agree, perhaps a sandwich named after us?
Mostly a sandwich or a beverage.
The Quiet Giant.
I feel like the Mango Quiet Giant sprouts. Would just be something that really upset your stomach.
Yeah, like it's quiet now, but just later.
Later on, you're going to pay.
It's a grill scraping sandwich.
With pork crackling on top.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
Well, I hope this was good.
Were there more questions?
I was just going to say, where you guys see yourself in 5 or 10 years? That's the last one.
Happy.
Aww, happy. That's a good question.
Very good. The positive guy.
I know, Will is so good. See, sometimes my cynicism or the way that I'm flip is just a way to, like...
Deflect.
Because, like, I have all the same dreams, you know? Mm-hmm. But where do I see myself in 5 years with the band? I don't know. A couple records in. And with all of us continuing to do other projects as well. I think that's another cool thing about us is we all kind of have our hands on other stuff. Okay. And I think it benefits us, but, yeah. Happy.
Very cool. Quiet Giant for doing a second interview with me, and thank you Jose Oyola for setting up the show at Cafe 9. I have a live recording of Quiet Giant's live set on the Rockstarries page right next to this episode if you want to listen to it. See you on the next one. Thanks for listening to Rock Stories. After you're done, please listen to Dead Tribe Paranormal, where we discuss anything and everything to do with ghosts and ghost hunting. We bring you in-depth interviews with integral members of the paranormal community and share stories of everyday people's encounters with the other side. Also look forward to new shows like Audibly Anonymous, a show where you, the listener, can anonymously share your deepest secrets. Please visit our website at echopodmedia.com and sign up for our email list on the homepage.